This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is defending a Wednesday strike on a U.N. school-turned-shelter in central Gaza, claiming U.N. aid workers among the 18 killed were members of Hamas. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
The U.N. says that six of those killed work for UNRWA, the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees, including the shelter's manager. Some 12,000 people are sheltering at the school. Israel defended the strike and said that the aid workers were in fact members of Hamas. Speaking from Poland Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again called for a ceasefire and criticized both sides. Israel has repeatedly accused UNRWA workers of being tied to militant groups in Gaza. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on details of an investigation involving Iran.
The Justice Department is preparing criminal charges in an Iran hack targeting the Trump campaign. It's not clear what the charges will be or who is being targeted, but sources tell the AP it's the result of an FBI investigation into an intrusion that investigators quickly linked to an effort in Iran to influence this year's presidential election. The Trump campaign disclosed last month it had been hacked and said Iranian actors stole and distributed sensitive internal documents. They were sent to Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi. 128 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's VNE Express newspaper reported Thursday that 199 people have died while more than 800 have been injured. In the capital, floodwaters from the Red River receded slightly, but many areas were still inundated with water neck high in some places. The death toll spiked earlier in the week as a flash flood swept away entire hamlet.